I would like to, for us to turn to our Bible to Judges chapter 6.
请翻开四世纪第六章。
And we would like to read verse 25 to verse 32.
我们要读25节到32节。
I will give you 1 minute to just read that yourself.
我给你一分钟让你读。
It's very important that we read the words ourselves.
这是非常重要的，我们必须要自己读。
I like the analogy this morning that the Bible is a microphone.
我就要用这个比喻，圣经就像麦克风。
The Bible is not a recorder.
对，圣经不是留声机。
So as you when you read these verses from 25 to 32, you know, just in this way of thinking that there is a microphone, someone is speaking through those words to you.
所以当你读25节到32节的时候，请你想象有人从麦克风里向你说话。
The Spirit of the Lord can speak today, this afternoon, through those verses to you personally.
主的灵今天下午在这个时候就可以借着这些经节向你说话。
Lord can speak to you every day in your life.
主在每一天都会向你说话。
You don't really need to have someone else to explain to you what the Lord was saying.
你不需要别人解释主向你说什么。
The Lord can speak to you directly.
主直接向你说话。
So let's read these verses and let's consider just one point. What is the principle in this two verses?
当我们读这段圣经的时候，我们就来思想这里的原则是什么。
So I'll just give you 1 minute. Each person just read that.
我给你一分钟，每一个人都读。
Okay, I didn't give you enough time, but we need to move a little bit faster this afternoon.
我没有给你足够的时间，但是我们今天下午要快一点交通。
Have you seen the principle in this scriptures?
你看到这里的原则吗？
Anyone want to share what Spirit has told you?
有人愿意交通圣灵所启示你的吗？
Louder, if you louder. Right. The sister said to tear down the altar of Baal.
姊妹说，拆毁巴利的祭坛。
And this is excellent. Do according to what the Lord has commanded. I think these are very, very consistent answer there. Okay. The principle here is pulling down the altar of Baal. The second principle of overcoming is pulling down the altar of Baal.
得胜第二个原则是拆毁巴黎的祭坛。
Verse 25. Now on the same night the Lord said to him, take your father's bowl and the second bowl, 7 years old, and pour down the altar of Baal, which belongs to your father, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it.
当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶。”And
Gideon did this by night.
基甸在夜间做这事。And
he was afraid of the city, the men of the city.
他很害怕城中的人。
Because at the time, a lot of people worship Baal.
因为当时许多人敬拜巴力。
And if someone tried to take down the altar of Baal, you can imagine there will be resistance.
所以如果有人要拆毁巴力的台，你可以想象会受到多大的阻力。
And also that he didn't get his father's permission to use his father's bull.
他也没有得到他父亲的允许用他的牛。
And the principle is this: in order for us to be a blessing to others, we must give the Lord a preeminent position in our life.
这里的原则就是，我们若要成为别人的祝福，我们必须让主在我们里面居首位。
And Baal was getting in the way.
巴力就拦阻了。
In order for the Lord to be preeminent, Baal must go.
若要叫主在我们里面居首位，巴力必须除去。
And Baal means husband the master.
巴力的意思就是丈夫主人。
And Hosea, in the book of Hosea, there's another name called Ishi.
在何西阿书里头有另一个名字是伊斯。
Which is husband the lover.
就是所爱的丈夫的意思。
So our Lord is husband the lover.
我们的主是我们所爱的丈夫。
But during the judges, Israel had another husband called husband the master.
在士师记的时候，以色列人有另一个丈夫，就是巴力。
So Baal was a substitute husband.
巴力是一个代替的丈夫。
Israel had left their first husband.
以色列人离弃了他们第一个丈夫。
Husband the lover.
他们所爱的丈夫。
So they left their first love.
他们离弃了他们的最爱。
And they worshiped the husband, the master.
他们敬拜巴力的那位丈夫。
They put Baal in high places.
他们把巴力放在高位。
Brothers and sisters, who occupy the high places in our life?
弟兄姊妹，谁在我们心中居高位？
And the Baal worship was the root cause of the problem.
敬拜巴力就是问题的根源。
So in order for us to become the channel of blessing, the altar of the Baal must come down.
我们要成为祝福的管道，必须拆毁巴力的祭坛。
Brother and sister, there is only one preeminent one.
弟兄姊妹，只有一个人能居首位。
You cannot have two things that are all preeminent.
你不能有两位居首位。
If you have two things that are both preeminent, then neither of those things are preeminent.
如果你有两件事居首位，那这两件都不是首位。
There's a difference between preeminent and prominent.
居首位和重要的是有不同的。
And prominent is means is has higher priorities.
重要就是说有高的优先权。
We can have several things in our life that are prominent.
我们生命中的有许多事都是重要的。
But we can only have one thing in our life that's preeminent.
在我们生命中只能有一件是居首位。
So what is preeminence?
居首位是什么？
There are two definitions in Colossians.
在哥罗西书有两个定义。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 said, He himself will come to have first place in everything.
哥罗西书一章十八节说，他在凡事上居首位。
This is the definition of preeminent.
这就是居首位的意思。
So he is the firstthing in everything.
他在凡事上居首位。
So he's first in your church life.
他在我们教会生活中居首位。
So he's first in your school life.
他在学校生活中居首位。
He is the first in your professional life.
他在工作单位中居首位。
He is the first in your family life.
他在你家庭生活中居首位。
He is first even after your retirement.
甚至在你退休之后，他仍旧居首位。
Christ is preeminent. He is first place.In everything.
基督在凡事上居首位。
The second definition, Colossians chapter 3 verse 11, Christ is all and in all.
第二个定义，哥罗西书三章十一节，基督在是一切，又在一切之内。
We often say that I'll put Christ in the first place.
我们常常想把基督放在第一位。
That's not entirely enough.
这还不够。
Because that's not exactly preeminent.
因为这不是居首位。
If Christ is preeminent, then indeed Christ is the first.
如果基督居首位，他就是第一位。
But if Christ is preeminent, Jesus is also last.
如果基督居首位，他也是最后。
And everything in between.
还中间的其他一切。
He's Alpha and Omega.
他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega.
He's all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
If Christ is preeminent, then he is the first, he is the last, he is everything in between.
如果基督居首位，他是首先的，他是幕后的，也是他是其中的一切。
If Jesus is only the first.
如果基督只是第一位
then the Christ has to contend with what's at the second, all the time.
那么你那他就是第二位。
There is something in second.
有其他的是在第二位。
It's close competition to the what is in number one.
与第一位竞争。
That's not preeminent.
这不是举手。
Preeminent means Christ is first and last and everything in between.
举手位的意思就是他是首先，他是幕后，他是其中。
There's no competition.
没有其他的竞争。
That's preeminent.
这是举手位。
And often.Our issue is Christ is prominent in our life.
我们的问题常是基督在我们生命中很重要。
Even Christ, we place Christ in the first place.
我们也许把基督放在第一位。
But we still have lots of things in competition.
但是我们还有其他的事与基督竞争。
Then we struggle with prioritization.
那我们就为了这优先权而挣扎。
Christ is not preeminent.
基督不是居首位。
You know, Satan didn't really care too much if we put.Christ in a prominent places.
我们把基督放在重要的位置，撒旦真的不在乎。
But Satan will hate you if you put to Christ in a preeminent position.
但是撒旦会恨恶你，如果你把基督放在首，让基督居首位。
Then you see in the Gideon's life next morning.
你看到在基甸的生活中，第二天。
And the man of the city wants to kill Gideon.
城中的人就要杀他。
Because Gideon.Pull down the altar of Baal and put Christ in a preeminent position.
因为基甸拆毁了巴利的祭坛，他把基督放在首位。
And you know how critical this thing is.
你知道这是何等的重要。
You know, the enemy would left all of us alone if we think Christ is prominent.
如果我们觉得基督只是重要，那仇敌就不会理我们。
Because you are not dangerous.
因为你不危险。
You are not a dangerous person to Satan.
你对撒旦不是一个危险。
Christ is prominent in your life.
如果基督只是在你生命中重要的。
But one day, you decided that Christ is preeminent in my life.
但是你若有一天你决定基督在我的生命中居首位。
Then you are very dangerous.
那你就非常的危险。
You are very dangerous to Satan.
你对撒旦非常危险。
Therefore, he will move heaven and earth against you.
因此，他会上天下地来对付你。
He move all those men, the men in the city want to kill Gideon.
他就使用这城中的人要杀基甸。
Because there is a man here dare to put Christ in a preeminent position.
这里竟然有一个人让基督居首位。
And you now see that how the Lord.Was in control of everything.
你就看到主在一切事上掌权。
No, it was a very dangerous situation. The city, the men of the city, want to kill Gideon.
这实在非常危险，城中的人要杀基甸。
But the Lord gave Gideon's father a very, very wise reply.
但是主给基甸的父亲一个很聪明的回答。
And Joash, his father, said this: If he, I mean Baal, if Baal is a god.Let him contend for himself because someone has torn down his altar.
基甸的父亲约阿斯说，巴利若果是神，有人拆毁他的坛，让他为自己争论吧。
Where did he get this wisdom from?
他怎么会得到这个智慧？
It's the Lord to put this thought in his heart.
是主把这思想放在他的心里。
And this is very, very powerful words. If Baal is a god, let him contend for himself.
这是非常有权能的话。巴利若真的是神，让他为自己争辩吧。
And from that day, they called Gideon a different name.
从那一天， 他们就称基甸为另一个名字
Jerubbaal，
称他为耶路巴力
means that let Baal contend for himself，
意思就是让巴力与他争论。
Brother and sister， very very critical，
弟兄姊妹非常重要。
And you see the spiritual importance of this principle，
你看见这个原则的属灵的重要性。
Is give Christ our Lord preeminent position in your life，
就是让基督在你生命中居首位。
And pulling down the altar of Baal，
拆毁巴力的坛。
Do we have anything today in our life that contend with our Lord Jesus for that position？
今天在我们的生命中有没有其他的事与基督竞争？
Do we only put Christ as number one in our priority list?
我们只是把基督放在我们优先权的第一位吗？
It's not enough.
这不够的。
It's not enough if you want to be a channel of blessing for the body of Christ.
若是你要成为基督身体祝福的管道，这是不够的。
It's not enough if your heart is with Philadelphia.
若是你的心若是你有菲拉铁菲的心，那是不够的。
It's not enough if you want life together，
若是你要有团体的生活，这是不够的。
If we aspire， if we have this vision and a burn for the body of Christ，
如果我们有这样的意向，为了基督的身体能有这样的意向，
we want to experience， we want to be the witness of life in Philadelphia，
我们要来见证菲拉铁菲 的生活。
Then we need to pull down the altar of Baal，
我们就必须拆毁巴力的坛。
This is the second principle，
这是第二个原则。
We're going to move on，
我们再继续。
Again I'd like to ask you to read some verses，
我请你读 一段经节。
We'll read Judges chapter 6 from verse 33 to verse 40。
我们读士师记第六章三十三节到四十节。
Again, as you read these scriptures, ask yourself, what is the principle of overcoming here?
当你读这段圣经的时候，请你思想这里讲到的一个得胜的原则是什么。
Let's start.
让我们开始。
Anyone want to try?
有人愿意回答吗？
What is the principle here?
这里的原则是什么？
Right. Our sister said that you need to do with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Thank you.
这里说到露水就是圣灵。
But sister, again, like you, there's no right or wrong answers here.
弟兄姊妹，这里没有正确的或错误的。
You know, as long as that's what come out of the microphone.
只要是从麦克风出来的吧。
And the Lord is so rich that He will reveal many many aspects through His Word. There's no really right or wrong answers.
我们的主何等的丰盛。他会从用这句话启示许多事，所以没有标准答案。
So when we read the scripture, do not be constrained by so-called right answers.
所以我们读经的时候，我们不要寻求标准的答案。
The scripture is living.
神的话是活的。
All right, let's look at this portion together.
我们再一起来看这段圣经。
When Satan failed to mobilize the men in the city to kill Gideon, And Satan did not give up.
撒旦没有办法叫城里的人来杀基甸，但他不放弃。
And he took actions.
他在行动。
Since there was a man that placed the Lord in the preeminent place.
因为有一个人要把基督放在让基督居首位。
Now you see how Satan hated Gideon.
那你就看到撒旦如何的恨基甸。
And now, what Satan did is.He mobilized all the Midianites and the Malachites and the sons of the east assembled together.
撒旦就叫米甸人、亚玛甸人、东方人聚集在一起。
Now you see the importance of putting Christ in preeminent positions.
你就看见这就是让基督居首位的。
Or the danger of doing so.
就是你如此做的危险。
And but now you see Gideon is a different person now.
你看见基甸是不同的人了。
In the past.When Midianite came, when Malachi came, Gideon would hide himself in a wine press.
你看见过去当米甸人、亚玛甸人来的时候，基甸把自己藏在酒榨中。
But this time is different.
但这一次不同。
And the spirit of the Lord was upon Gideon. He blew a trumpet. What an opposite!
耶和华的灵降在基甸身上，他就吹角。
Hiding in a wine press in the past.
他过去藏在酒榨中
，trying to avoid Midianites，
要躲避米甸人。
But now he blew a trumpet。
对，现在他吹角。
What are you thinking, Gideon？
基甸，你在想什么
？Midianites were coming。
米甸人要来了。
Why do you blew a trumpet？
你为什么吹角
？And he blew a trumpet and sent messengers。To gather people from Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali.
而且他打发人到马拿西、亚瑟、西布伦、拿伯他利。
Against the beating, the win in the wine press is over, no more.
他过去在酒榨中打麦子的日子已经过去了。
This is new Gideon.
这是新的基甸。
And the people gather.
他叫人聚集在一起。
And Gideon asked God for a confirmation.
基甸就向神求证据。
Because God had promised Gideon that God would deliver Israel through him.
因为神应许基甸，神要借着他的手拯救以色列人。
And Gideon wanted a confirmation.
基甸就求一个确据。
Why did Gideon ask for confirmation?
基甸为什么要求确据？
Didn't God already know?Told Gideon about that?
神不是已经告诉基甸了吗？
This battle that we're about to read is called Battle of Midian.
这个征战我们要读的就是米甸之战。
It's important things in the history of Israel.
在以色列历史中是非常重要的。
It was referred to in other places in Old Testament.
在旧约其他地方也讲到这个征战。
And if the word is not from God.
如果这话不是出于神
，And Gideon went to battle. Then this battle is battle of Gideon.
基甸去征战，那这就是基甸的征战。
It's his own battles.
是他自己的征战。
If this was from God,
但是如果这是从神而来
，And the battle belonged to the Lord.
那这征战属于耶和华。
The principle, the third principle of overcoming, is.Recognizing the battle belongs to the Lord.
得胜的第三个原则就是认识征战属于耶和华。
We often fail to recognize this.
我们常常没有办法知道这件事。
We often fail to recognize the battle we are in belongs to the Lord.
我们常常不认识我们所在的征战属于耶和华。
We often mistakenly think that.The battle is mine.
我们常以为这征战属于我。
The struggle is mine.
这征战是我的。
I have to deal with this because it is mine.
我必须要自己来打这仗，因为这是我的。
So we are on the wrong ground here.
我们就在错的地位上。
The battle, the spiritual battle, never belonged to us.
属灵的征战从不属于我们。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
征战属于耶和华。
That's why Gideon needs to ask for a confirmation.
这就是为什么基甸要求证明。
It's not Gideon's battle.
这不是基甸的征战。
It's Lord's battle.
这是主的征战。
Therefore, Gideon needs to make sure Lord wants him to do the battle.
因此，基甸要确定主要他打这仗。
If I work in someone's house,
如果我在别人家工作
if the master want me to tear down the structure of the house,
如果主人要求我拆毁这房子的建筑
I need to double check whether it is from the master's,
我必须要确定这是主人的意思
and I need to make sure the master of the house want to tear down this structure,
我必须确定这房子的主人要拆毁这个房子
because it's his house,
因为这是他的房子
it is his battle,
是他的征战
brother and sister, all the spiritual battles are his,
弟兄姊妹所有属灵的征战都是他的
we need to recognize this before we even start,
在我们开始之前我们必须认识
Therefore, he asked for confirmations.
因此他求确据
There again, Gideon always asked for confirmation in a very strange way.
而且基甸总是在很奇怪的方法
Then he said, Behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I will know that you will deliver Israel through me as you have spoken.
基甸说我就把 一团羊毛放在禾场上如果单是羊毛上有露水别的地方都是干的我就知道你必照着所说的话借我的手拯救以色列人
Next morning the fleece was full of dew
第二天早上那羊毛中充满了露水
But the ground was dry
但是别的地方都是干的
And Gideon was drained the water from the fleece
基甸就从羊毛中挤出露水
No, he got a bowl full of water
他得到满盆的露水
But Gideon was not clear yet
基甸还是不清楚
Then said to God Do not let your anger burn against me That I may speak once more Please let me make a test once more With the fleece Let it now be dry only on the fleece And let there be dew on all the ground.
基甸又对神说：“求你不要向我发怒，我再说这一次，让我将羊毛再试一次。但愿羊毛是干的，别的地方都有露水。”
So you want opposite now?
他要相反的。
And next morning, God did so that night, for it was dry only on the fleece, and dew was on all the ground.
这也神也如此行，羊毛上是干的，别的地方都有露水。
And it was interesting thing God did.
神所做的事很有意思的。
Dew from heaven is an illustration of the blessing from the Lord.
天上降下来的甘露就是主的祝福。
In the Holy Land, they didn't have really much rain.
在圣地没有许多雨。
They depend on dew.
他们依靠露水。
And without dew.The ground will not yield produce.
若没有露水，地就不会出产。
And the Bible has referred to this over and over again.
圣经一再的说到这事。
And in Hosea 14:5, I will be like the dew to Israel.
何西阿书十四章五节说，我向以色列降甘露。
Proverbs 19:12, but his favor is like dew on the grass.
箴言十九章十二节。他的恩典如草上的甘露。
Haggai 1:10, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
哈该一章十节，天不降甘露，地也不出土产。
Dew is always an illustration of blessing from heaven.
露水表明从天上来的祝福。
And in this little illustration is actually the way Lord will bless Israel.
而这就表明了主要祝福以色列。
God used this to reveal His way.
神就用这件事来显明了他的方法。
Dew is His blessing.
甘露是他的祝福。
God desired to pour that blessing on all the ground.
神愿意把甘露降在全地。
But before God can pour the blessing on all the ground, he need to find a fleece somewhere.
但在神把甘露降在全地以前，他要找着一个羊毛。
If there is a fleece somewhere,
若是有羊毛
，so God will pour His blessing on the fleece first.
神就先把他的祝福降在羊毛上。
And the fleece is Gideon.
这羊毛就是基甸。
Gideon is that fleece.
基甸就是那羊毛。
God poured the blessing, He stood on Gideon first.
神就把甘露降在基甸身上。
And made Gideon a channel of blessing for the rest of Israel.
叫基甸成为以色列的祝福的管道。
This is God's way.
这就是神的方法。
We see this over and over again in the Bible.
在圣经里，我们一再看见这。
God is always looking for that fleece.
神总是先找那羊毛。
If God couldn't find a fleece anywhere in Israel, He cannot pour down His blessing.
如果神在以色列中找不着羊毛，他就不能降他的祝福。
But we thank God there was a fleece during the time of oppression.
感谢神，在这被压制的时候，神找到这羊毛。
And the fleece was Gideon.
这羊毛就是基甸。
And when Gideon received the blessing,
当基甸得到的祝福。
And God can use Gideon as the channel of blessing.
神就可以用基甸做祝福的管道。
It is the dew and not the fleece.
这是露水，不是那羊毛。
No, the fleece can overcome.
不是的，羊毛能得
胜。It is the dew.
是露水。
Brother and sister, we always have to separate the dew from the fleece.
弟兄姊妹，我们要常把羊毛与露水分开。
Sometimes when the dew was upon the fleece, we begin to think of this fleece is great.
有时候当露水在羊毛上，我们就觉得这羊毛很伟大。
We begin to look at this fleece in a different way.
我们就从一个不同的角度来看这羊毛。
We believe this fleece overcomes.
我们以为这羊毛得胜了。
We believe this fleece is our leader.
我们以为这羊毛是我们的领袖。
The fleece is still a fleece.
羊毛还是羊毛。
It's the dew.
是露水。
It's the dew upon the fleece.
是在羊毛上的露水。
That helps us to overcome together.
能帮助我们一起得胜。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
征战属于耶和华。
The battle.Does not belong to the fleece.
征战不属于羊毛。
Here I have a caution to our young people.
但我对年轻人有警告。
After you read this little story, don't believe that you find a way here to discern the will of God.
当你读了这段圣经以后，你不要以为这就是寻求神旨意的。
Instead, looking for a fleece somewhere.
你就寻找羊毛。
So you can know the ways of the Lord.
你就可以知道神的道路。
Gideon did not doubt God.
基甸并没有怀疑神。
Gideon knew the will of the Lord.
基甸认识神的旨意。
This confirmation is not about to discern the will of the God.
这确据不是要来分辨神的旨意。
Because Gideon knew.
因为基甸知道。
Gideon was not sure about himself.
基甸是对他自己没有把握。
He's not sure about this is really Lord's battle.
他不确定这是不是真的是主的征战。
He was not really sure he got it right.
他不确定他是不是正确的。
So he asked the Lord to confirm God's own will.
因此他求主来证明他自己的旨意。
Oftentimes we want God to confirm my will.
我们常常求神要来证明我们的旨意。
Oftentimes when we face the situation, we come to the Lord, we bring our own will and ask the Lord to confirm.
当我们常在一些境况中，我们来到主面前，我们求主来证明他我们自己的意思。
This was not what happened there.
这不是这里发生的。
Gideon brought a will of the Lord and want the Lord to confirm his own will.
基甸求神来给他确据，然后证明这是神自己的旨意。
Brother and sister, we often engage spiritual battle as it is our battle.
我们常常参与属灵的征战，好像是我们自己的征战。
No, we are no match for Midianites, Amalekites, and sons of Israel. We are no match.
我们不能跟米甸人、亚玛力人、东方人相比。
And dew must first fall on the fleece.
露水必须先降在羊毛上。
Then we need to pray for the dew.
我们必须为这露水祷告。
Unless the dew is upon the fleece,
除非露水降在羊毛上，
we will not overcome.
我们不能得胜。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
征战属于耶和华。
And this is the third principle.
这是第三个原则。
Imagine how important this is.
这是何等的重要。
If we take this into our own hands,
如果把这个放在自己的手中
，without waiting for the dew,
我们不等候露水。
No wonder.We have difficulty to overcome.
难怪我们不能得胜。
This is the third principle. The battle belongs to the Lord.
这是第三个原则，征战属于耶和华。
Now we move on to Judges chapter 7.
我们再来看四世纪第七章。
We want to read 8 verses, verse 1 through verse 8.
请读第一节到第八节。
Again, we'll give you 1 minute to read that.
我给你一分钟。
And ask the Lord to show us.What is the principle of overcoming in these 8 verses?
求主来显明在这八节中什么是得胜的原则。
Anyone want to share?
有人愿意交通吗？
My brother said that we would we do whatever the Lord tells us. And the first one is to encamp.By the spring? Okay, right. Thank you. Anyone? Okay, behind. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Watchful person.
I was going to say, to battle for the Lord, you need to
lack water. Yeah. Because that's you know, you begin to see that the Lord is speaking through different brothers and sisters. They look at different aspects. You know, it's very rich. It's very rich here. I'm going to share a little bit from my side, but.This is very, very rich. All right, let's look at this. Verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose early and camped beside the spring of Herod, and the camp of Midian was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, the people...Who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into their hands. For Israel will become boastful, saying, My own power has delivered me.
第一节，耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营，米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利冈。耶和华对基甸说：“跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了我们。”
So when here that what caught my attention when I read this story is this last phrase of verse 2.
这里吸引我注意的是第二节的最后一段。
And the Lord was concerned that Israel would say, My own power has delivered me.
耶和华怕人说是我们自己的手救了我们。
And it's a matter of whose power actually deliver the Israel.
是谁的能力拯救以色列人？
So God done the things in these eight verses, wanted to make sure that Israel, in the end, will know whose power that delivered them.
在这八节中，耶和华要叫以色列人知道是谁的能力拯救了以色列人。
Therefore, the Lord said, "Too many people."
因此，耶和华说，人太多了。
We cannot use all power to do battle.
我们不能用自己的能力征战。
Even when we do have a little power.
虽然我们自己有一点能力。
Like Philadelphia.
像菲拉铁菲。
Who has little power.
有一点能力。
But we can use our power to do spiritual battle.
我们不能用自己的能力来打属灵的征战。
Therefore, verse 3, whoever is afraid and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead.
第三节，凡惧怕胆怯的人，可以离开基列山回去。
So 22,000 people return, but 10,000 remain.
于是有22,000人回去，只剩下一万。
So 32,000 respond to the call, but 22,000 actually had the fear in their heart.
有32,000人回应这呼召，但是有22,000人心中惧怕。
Were you surprised?
你惊讶吗？
32,000 respond to the trumpet and the messages came to find Midianite, and 22,000 had the fear in their heart.
有32,000人回应这吹角的呼召要来攻打米甸人，但是有22,000人心中惧怕。
Brothers and sisters, this is not unusual.
弟兄姊妹，这不是不寻常的。
Oftentimes.We also receive the call.
我们常常得到呼召
to fight the Midianites.
要与米甸人征战
to fight Amalekites.
要与马拉基人征战
In fact, we heard this call often.
我们常常听见这呼召
And sometimes we do respond.
有时候我们回应
Midianites, Amalekites are our flesh.
米甸人、马拉基人是我们的肉体。
And we heard the call to fight our flesh.
我们常常听见这呼召，要与我们的肉体征战。
But we are afraid of our own flesh.
但是我们却惧怕我们的肉体。
We're often afraid to deal with our flesh in a straight way.
我们常常不敢直接来对付我们的肉体。
When we come face to face with our flesh.We often are afraid of.
当我们与肉体面对面的时候，我们常会害怕。
22,000 out of 32,000 afraid of Midianites.
32,000人中有22,000人惧怕米甸人。
And we are the same way.
我们也是一样的。
I think the call has been clear.
我相信这呼召是很清楚的。
And many times we do respond.
许多时候我们回应。
But when we come to that face to face with our own flesh, we are trembling.
但是当我们与我们自己的肉体面对面的时候，我们就惧怕了。
So 22,000 left.
因此22,000人。
The Lord said there are still too many.
但是耶和华说还是太多。
You shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue.As a dog laps, as well as everyone who knew to drink.
凡用舌头舔水的，像狗舔的，要使他单站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他单站在一处。
Now the number of those who laps, putting their hand to their mouths, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people knew to drink waters.
于是用手捧着舔水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。
There are 10,000 people left.
有一万人又离开了。
So Gideon took them to the water, asked them to drink waters.
剩下一万人，基甸就带他们来到水旁来喝水。
There were 300. They used their hands to pull some waters, and closed their mouths than they lapped the water.
有三百人，他用手捧着甜水。
And there were 9,700. They kneeled down. They put their mouths directly into the spring.
有9,700人，他们跪下喝水。
So therefore, only 300 were chosen.
只有三百人被选，拣选。
Why was that?
为什么？
And I think there's a reason given in Matthew 22 verse 14.
在马太福音22章14节。
In Matthew 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen.
马太福音22章14节，被召的人多，选上的人少。
Indeed, 32,000 were called, 300 were chosen.
32,000人被蒙召，只有300人被拣选。
Can we see from Matthew the reason for that?
我们可以从马太福音看见这原因吗？
In Matthew, the master call invite a multitude of people to attend a wedding.
在马太福音说到主人呼召许多群众来参加婚宴。
Many responded to the calling and came.
许多人回应来参加。
But some were prepared.
但有些人是预备好的。
They prepared the wedding clothes.
他们穿着礼服。
And others were not prepared.
有些人没有预备。
They came without the wedding clothes.
他们没有穿礼服。
So all those who come unprepared were sent away.
所以没有预备好的人都离开了。
Only those who came with preparation are chosen.
只有预备好的人被拣选。
So there are many were called, few are chosen.
所以被召的人多，选上的人少。
There were two criteria for the selection.
这拣选有两个标准。
The first criteria is whether you are afraid of Midianites.
第一是你是否惧怕米甸人。
Do you afraid of your own flesh?
你是否惧怕你自己的肉体？
Are you ready to deal with your own flesh?
你预备好对付你的肉体吗？
If you are not ready to deal with your own flesh, you will not be chosen.
如果没有预备好对付肉体，你就不会被选上。
Secondly, are you prepared?
第二，你准备好了吗？
Are you prepared to do the battle for the Lord?
你预备好为主征战了吗？
Only those who has no fear of Midianites and are prepared to do the battle will be chosen.
只有不惧怕米甸人的人才能被拣选。
Because this fight, this battle is not by the power of men.
因为这个征战不是靠着人的能力。
The principle here is not by mind, nor by power.But by the Spirit.
这的原则就是不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
If it is by the power of man, we need 32,000. We need all of them.
如果依靠人的势力，我们就需要32,000人。
If it is by the power, then we at least need those 22,000.
如果依靠人的能力，我们至少也需要这22,000人。
The fact that God only used 300 tells us it's not by might nor by power.
事实上，神只使用了三百人，就告诉我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by His Spirit.
只是依靠耶和华的灵。
This is important principle of overcoming.
这就是得胜的原则。
We often concern. We are concerned about our might.
我们常常关心自己的能力。
We are concerned about the might of our assembly.
我们关心我们聚会的能力。
We are concerned about the strength of our youth group.
我们担心我们年轻人的能力。
We are concerned about our high school group.
我们担心我们高中生的能力。
It's not by might.Nor by power, by His Spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
And in Samuel, chapter 14, that Jonathan said the following words to the young man.
在撒母耳记十四章第六节，约拿单说了这话。
He said, "For the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few."
耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
This is wonderful.
这是何等奇妙。
It's not about how many.
不在乎人多人少。
The Lord is not restrained to say by many or by few.
耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
And this is true for any spiritual battle.
这对任何属灵征战都是如此。
It's not about our might or our power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
And in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20,
在以弗所书三章二十节，
Paul said, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that was asked for, asked or think, according to the power that works within us.
以弗所书三章二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，远超过我们所求所想的。
According to the power that's within us，
根据我们心里的大力。
That's power of Holy Spirit，
这就是圣灵的能力。
So this principle is not by might nor by power， but by His Spirit。
所以这原则就是，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
Let's move to the next principle.
让我们再看下一个原则。
Now we want to read Judges chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 15.
我们再来读四世纪第七章第九节到十五节。
Again, I give you this time 30 seconds.
我给你三十秒。
Time is short.
时间很短。
Again, try to discover the principle of overcoming. This one is very interesting.
请你试着来寻找得胜的原则，这个原则很有意思。
All right, time is up.
时间到了。
Anyone want to share?
有人愿意交通吗？
What is the principle of overcoming?In this story.
在这里得胜的原则是什么？
I thought this one is easy.
这个原则很简单。
Alright, let's go into it. Verse 9. Now the same night he came about that the Lord said to him, Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hands.
当那夜第九节，当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“起来，下到你店营里去，因我已将他们交在你手中。”
So Gideon went to the camp of Midianites.
基甸就来到米甸的营中。
And he heard a man was relating his dream to his friend.
他就听见一个人将他的梦告诉同伴。
And he had a dream like this.
这人有一个梦。
A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian.And it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat.
他梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。
And very, very interesting that his friend actually interpreted the dream for him.
很有趣的，他的同伴就来解释这个梦。
This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand.
那同伴说，这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子基甸的刀。神已将米甸和全军都交在他的手中。
Brothers and sisters, this is probably something we often do not think about.
弟兄姊妹，这一点我们常常没有想到。
And the spiritual battle has unique differences from any other battles.
属灵的征战和其他的征战非常不同。
The spiritual battle has been won before we start.
在我们开始以前，属灵的征战就已经赢了。
Has been won on the cross.
在十字架上已经得胜了。
Even we have battle in our hands.
虽然我们手中有征战。
But there is a principle.
但有一原则。
The battle has been won before we fight.
在我们打以前，这征战已经得胜了。
And this is very, very interesting.
这非常有意思。
So when we fight spiritual battle, we must understand this principle.
当我们打属灵征战的时候，必须明白这个原则。
The battle has been won on the cross.
征战已经在十字架上得胜了。
So fighting a spiritual battle is so different from an earthly battle.
因此，属灵的征战和属地的征战非常的不同。
And these 300 men were called and chosen and became a loaf of barley.
这三百人蒙召被拣选，成为一个大麦饼。
They were not afraid and they prepared for the battle.
他们不惧怕，他们已经预备好了要打。
They had won the battle before they fought.
在他们打以前就已经得胜了。
And it's proven to Gideon by the dream and the interpretation of the dream.
而是借着这个梦和这个梦的解释告诉基甸。
Brother and sister, this is a very important spiritual understanding before we fight.That we have won the battle already.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要属灵的原则。在我们打以前，这征战就已经得胜了。
This will definitely give us a different perspective.
这会给我们完全不同的观点。
Our brother shared with us about perspective.
我们弟兄交通到观点。
And this is about perspective.
这就是关于观点。
If we don't understand that all the battle has been decided on the cross.We will have a wrong perspective in battle.
我们若不明白，这征战已经在十字架上得胜的话，我们就不能够来征战。
We are here to mop up, to just clean up the battles.
我们只是来清除这个战争。
Right, the major thing is over. The major decision was over on the cross.
在十字架上，这主要的战役已经结束了。
And we're here just to finish up.
我们只是来结束。
This is different perspective.
这是不同的观点。
Do we have this perspective?
我们有这观点吗？
We must understand the enemy too.
我们必须明白仇敌。
I found the story of Gideon that we can discover a few things about our enemy.
从基甸的故事，我们可以知道仇敌的关乎仇敌的几点。
Number one.
第一。
The enemy actually knew.That they have been defeated.
仇敌知道他们已经被击败了。
You see that they even had the dream, had the interpretation of the dream. They knew they had been defeated.
他们已经有这梦，而且有梦的解释，所以他们知道他们已经被击败了。
So our enemy actually knew he lost the battle.
所以我们的仇敌其实知道他已经失败了。
But we don't.
但是我们不知道。
That was the issue here.
这就是问题。
He knew.
他知道。
But we don't.
但我们不知道。
That's very unfortunate.
是很不幸的。
Well, you are on the winning side.
我们在得胜的这一边。
But you didn't know.
但你不知道。
Then you look the opponent, you're scared of him.
你看到你的对手，你就很害怕。
But the battle was decided already.
但是这征战已经决定了。
That's number one. We need to know the enemy actually knew they had been defeated.
这是我们第一点必须知道的。仇敌已经知道他们被击败了。
Number two.
第二点。
If you pull down the altar of Baal, he cannot defend himself.
如果你拆毁巴力的坛，他不能自己争辩。
It's amazing, right?
这是很奇妙的。
The altar of Baal was pulled down by Gideon, and he cannot defend it.
对。巴力的坛已经被基甸所推倒了，但是巴力不能自己争论。
Because he knew he has been defeated.
因为他知道他已经被击败了。
We don't.
我们不知道。
So we were scared to pull down the altar of Baal.
所以我们就很惧怕，不敢拆毁巴力的坛。
Let's take a different perspective.
让我们有一个不同的观点。
He knew he has been defeated.
他知道他被击败了。
Therefore, when you pull down his altar, he cannot defend it.
因此，当你拆毁巴力的坛的时候，他不能自己争论。
Number three.
第三。
The our enemy could not win.
我们的仇敌不能赢。
All he could do is rob us.Our inheritance.
他所能做的只是毁坏我们的产业。
That's all the enemy wanted to do.
这就是仇敌所想做的。
Is rob us of our inheritance.
毁坏我们的产业。
He knew he could not win anymore.
他知道他不能胜过我们。
But he wants to make sure we don't get our inheritance.
但他要确定我们无法得到我们的产业。
Therefore, today we need to understand the situation here.
因此，我们必须明白这个情形。
It's not about salvation.
不是关于救恩。
We will not lose our salvation.
我们不会失去我们的救恩。
But we could lose our inheritance.
但我们可能会失去我们的产业。
So overcoming has something to do with inheritance.
因此，得胜与产业有关。
Our enemy knew this.
我们的仇敌知道。
But we don't.
但我们不知道。
Next one.
下一点。
Enemy tried to lure us away.From the presence of the Lord.
仇敌要吸引我们离开神的同在。
He knew he lost.
他知道他失败了。
He knew that he could not win.
他知道他不能得胜。
All he wanted to do is take us out of our inheritance.
他所想做的就是把我们带离我们的产业。
The way he did is remove us from the presence of the Lord.
他就把我们从神的同在中带离开。
Therefore, we face so many distractions in our lives.
因此，在我们生命中面临着许多的危险。
It's amazing. It's amazing how much distraction we face today.
实在很非常奇怪的，我们今天面对了这么多的危险。
And it's so different just in my lifetime.
在我们的生命中有这么许多。
When I grew up as a child, the only thing.That can distract me is other children playing outside.
记得我小时候唯一能够搅扰我的就是在外面玩的其他的孩子。
And I heard the sound of their playing outside. That was only distraction to me.
我听见别的孩子在外面玩，那是对我唯一的搅扰。
If there are no other children playing outside, there will be no distraction for me.
如果没有孩子在外面玩，我就不会搅扰我。
But imagine how much distractions we have today.
想在你想象今天我们受到许多少的搅扰。
And every single distraction has one purpose.
每一个搅扰都有一个目的。
It takes us out of the presence of the Lord.
带我们离开神的同在。
We have to know this.
我们必须知道。
The enemy knew.He had lost.
仇敌知道他失败了。
He knew he could not win.
他知道他不能得胜。
The only thing that he could do is take away our inheritance.
他所做的就是把我们带我们离开产业。
And his method is take us out of the presence of the Lord.
他的方法就是带我们离开神的同在。
And he used all kinds of distractions.
他就用各种方法来搅扰我们。
And we all understand those distractions.
我们不明白这个。
Because we have been distracted all the time.
因为我们总是被搅扰。
You think about all those things when you're attracted to.
你想想许多事情是你是心受吸引。
There is one purpose.
只有一个目的。
Take you out of the presence of the Lord.
把你带离开神的同在。
Brother and sister, now when you do enjoy the presence of the Lord, you will know how precious that is.
弟兄姊妹，你若享受主的同在，你就知道那是何等的宝贵。
But if you are distracted by other things,
但若你被其他的事物所搅扰，
then you will actually agree with me how quickly you can lose the presence of the Lord.
那你会同意我，你很快的你就会离开神的同在。
And this is what enemy has been doing in our lives.
这就是仇敌在我们生命中。
We just need to recognize them.
我们需要认识这些。
And take a different perspective to those distractions.
我们必须对这些搅扰有一个不同的观点。
Do not look at that as just a matter of life.
你不要看这是小事。
There is a purpose behind those things.
这背后有目的的。
We could lose our inheritance if we're not be careful.
如果不小心，我们会失去我们的产业。
We need to understand that the battle has been won before we fight.
我们必须明白，在我们打仗以前，这征战就已经胜。
And we must understand our enemies.
我们必须明白我们的仇敌。
Next one.
下一点。
Judges chapter 7.16 to 22. Again, we only have 30 seconds.
我们只有30秒.
Let's look through the scripture and ask the question, what is the principle of overcoming?
让我们再看四几节所讲到的属灵 得胜的原则。
Time's up. Anyone want to try?
时间到了，有人要回答吗？
Acknowledging the Lord has already won. Thank you. Any other?
宣告主的得胜。
That was a very good one. All right, let's go into it. We're race with time now.Verse 16, Gideon put trumpets and empty pitchers into the hands of all of them, with torches inside the pitchers.
基甸将三百人分作三队，把角和空瓶放在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把。
So they came to the outskirts of the camp in three companies in the beginning of the middle watch.
因此，他们就在三更之初来到营旁。
And they blew the trumpets, broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands.And the trumpets in their right hands for blowing and cry, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon.
他们都吹角打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着角，喊叫说：“耶和华和基甸的刀。”
So they did the very simple things.
他们做了很简单的事。
They did three things.
他们做三件事。
They blew the trumpets.
他们吹角。
And they broke the pitchers and held the torches.
他们打破瓶子，拿着火把。
And they cry a sword.For the Lord and for Gideon.
他们喊叫耶和华和基甸的刀。
So what does it mean by blowing their trumpets?
吹角是有什么意思？
Blowing the trumpet means the word of their testimony.
吹角就是见证他们所见证的道。
Because in verse 9, the Lord said, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it."Into your hands the word of the Lord.
第九节，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“下到基甸营里，因我已将他们交在你手中。”
So on verse 5, on verse 9, this was given to Gideon.
在第九节，耶和华已经吩咐基甸。
This is the word given to Gideon.
这就是给基甸的话。
But by 15, verse 15.Arise, for the Lord has given the can of Midian into your hands. This is the word of Gideon.
十五节，基甸说：“起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中。”这是基甸的话。
In verse 9, it is the word of the Lord.
第九节是耶和华的话。
On verse 15, the word of the Lord become the word of Gideon.
十五节。耶和华的话成了基甸的话。
It's his word. It's the word of his testimony.
这就是他所见证的道。
Brother and sister, that's very, very important in spiritual battles.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的征战非常重要。
The word of the Lord must become the word of our own testimony.
主的话必须成为我们所见证的话。
Oftentimes we have the word of the Lord.
我们常有主的话。
But the word of the Lord has never become the word of our testimony.
但主的话很少会成为我们所见证的道。
Everyone here knew with him all things are possible.
我们知道在他凡事都能。
But if one day you are faced with a difficult situation,
但是有一天若你面对非常 危急的状况。
And come from your heart, you say with him,All things are possible.
而从你的心中说，在他凡事都能。
This is your word of testimony.
这就是你所见证的道。
You are blowing a trumpet.
你在吹角。
It's critical in spiritual battles.
在属灵征战中非常重要。
Our Lord Jesus used this trumpet three times when he was tempted in the wilderness.
主耶稣在旷野 被试探的时候，他三次吹角。
His three times he used the word in the scriptures.
他三次用圣经的话。
And the word become the word of our Lord's testimony.
这话就成为耶稣所见证的道。
And it is so powerful. Satan couldn't handle it.
这有何等的权能，撒旦就不能应付。
So this is very important for us to know. There are so many promises in the Bible.
我们知道圣经中有许多的应许。
It is all yes.
都是是的。
And every one of those promises can become our word of testimony.
每一个应许都能成为我们见证的道。
If it become our word of testimony, Satan couldn't handle it.
如果成为我们见证的道，撒旦就不能应付。
The second, they broke the pitchers and held the torches.
第二，他们打破瓶子，拿着火把。
The pitchers is the earthen vessel.
瓶子就是瓦器。
And the torch is the treasures.
火把就是宝贝。
We have treasure in this earthen vessel.
我们有宝贝放在这瓦器中。
The way to overcome is to break the earthen vessel, allow the treasure to come out and overcome.
得胜的秘诀就是我们要打碎这瓦器，让这宝贝显出来。
Therefore, if you're afraid of breaking the vessel, you cannot be an overcomer.
因此你若惧怕打破这瓦器，你就不能得胜。
You will not be chosen because you will not be able to break the vessel, the pitchers.
你就不会被拣选，因为你不能打破这。
Brother and sister, are you ready to break the pitchers today?
弟兄姊妹，今天你预备好打破瓶子吗？
If you cannot break the pictures, you will not be an overcomer.
如果你不能打破瓶子，你就不能得胜。
When the earthen vessel is broken, the treasure is manifested.
瓦器被打碎了，宝贝就显出来。
The moment the pitcher is broken, the light of the torch is manifested.
当瓶子被打破的那一刻，火把就显出来了。
And you know the rest of the story.
你就知道这故事其他部分。
You really don't need to fight.
你不需要征战。
You all need to do is break the pitchers.
你只需要打破瓦器。
Then they cry a sword for the Lord and for Gideon.
他们呼叫耶和华和基甸的刀。
Gideon and 300 men, they fought the battle of the Lord.
基甸和这三百人，他们打耶和华的征战。
It was not their battle.
不是他们的征战。
It's the battle of the Lord.
是耶和华的征战。
Therefore, when you use the sword, it's the sword of the Lord.
因此，当你用刀的时候，这是耶和华的刀。
The sword of Gideon is the sword of the Lord.
基甸的刀是耶和华的刀。
It is no differences.
没有不同。
It's not Gideon's battle.
不是基甸的征战。
It's not only the sword of Gideon.
不是基甸的刀。
The sword of Gideon is the sword of the Lord.
基甸的刀是耶和华的刀。
That means the battle.It's the Lord's battle.
这征战是耶和华的征战。
This is how they win.
这就是他们如何赢。
They have the word of their testimony.
他们有见证的道。
They're not afraid to break the pitcher, the earthen vessel.
他们不惧怕打破瓦器。
And they declare, this is the battle of the Lord.
而他们宣告这是耶和华的刀。
And the result is overwhelming.
这结果是何等的伟大。
All the army ran, cry out as they fled.
全营的人都乱窜。
And the Lord set the sword of one against another, even throughout the whole army.
耶和华使全营的人用刀互相击杀。
Brother and sister, in Romans chapter 8, 37, I really like the word. It's more than a conqueror.
弟兄姊妹，在罗马书八章三十七节，我很喜欢这个字，就是得胜有余。
They were made more than a conqueror.
他们得胜有余。
Because it's the Lord that conquered for them.
因为主为他们征战。
Brother and sister, we need to have the experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须有这样的经历。
As we find the spiritual battle in our life, we will realize we are more than a conqueror.
当我们打属灵的征战的时候，我们必须知道我们已经得胜有余了。
Therefore, this is important for us to know that the battle, the victory, come from the broken vessel.
因此，我们必须明白，这得胜是来自于破碎的器皿。
We'll move on to our final principle.
我们再来看最后一个原则。
It's very, this final one relate to the conference the best.
这个原则是跟我们的特会有关。
And this is one of the reason, Pete Gideon.Let's read chapter 7, verse 23 to chapter 8, verse 3.
我们读第七章二十三节到第八章第三节。
I'll give you 40 seconds.
我给你40秒。
All right. Let's read verse 23.
我们读23节。
The men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali and Asher and all of Manasseh, and they pursued Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim.
以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚瑟、马拿西全体聚集来追赶米甸人。基甸打发人走遍以法莲三地。
These 300 men already won the battle and defeated the Midianites.
这300人已经击败了米甸人。
But now, they did something very, very special. They sent the 7 men from Naphtali, Asher, Manasseh, and Ephraim.
在这里，他们差遣人到拿弗他利、亚瑟、马拿西全地
to join the battle.
与他们一同征战。
The battle has been won already.
这征战已经得胜了。
But they summoned the rest of the Israelites to join the victory.
但他们却遭拒以色列其他的各族，与他们共享得胜。
These 300 men are remnants.
这300人就是余民。
Through the remnants, a victory was obtained.
借着余民已经得胜了。
But the victory was not for remnants.
但得胜不是为着这余民。
I say one more time, the victory was obtained through the remnants.
得胜是借着余民。
But the victory was not for remnants.
但得胜不是为着余民。
The victory was for Israel.
得胜是为着以色列人。
The victory is for the body of Christ.
得胜是为着基督的身体。
So the remnants must bring the victory to the people of the Lord.
因此，这300人必须把这胜利带给主的子民。
It's not enough just for 300 to enjoy the victory.
只是这300人享受得胜还不够。
The victory must be shared among all of God's people.
这胜利必须与神的百姓一同分享。
Remnants are not satisfied by a victory of their own.
渔民不会为了他们自己的得胜而满足。
The purpose is to return the victory to God's people.
这目的是把这得胜分给神的百姓。
So the victory of the Lord must be brought to the people of the Lord.
因此，主的得胜必须带给主的子民。
And this is the final principle of spiritual battle.
这就是属灵征战最后一个原则。
In order for the victory to be complete, victory of the Lord must be brought to the people of the Lord.
若要这得胜完全，得胜必须带给主的所有的子民。
Now in Revelation, you saw 7 churches.
在启示录你看见7个教会。
You don't see a church of remnants.
你没有看见渔民的教会。
You will never find a church called Church of Remnants.
你没有看到有一个教会叫渔民的教会。
Instead, you saw remnant in all 7 churches.
你看见从7个教会中都有渔民。
God never called the remnant out of those churches. Let's form another church of remnants.
神从来没有从这七个教会中呼召渔民出来成立一个教会。
Because God desired for remnant to bring His victory to the rest of the Israel.
因为神喜悦渔民能把胜利带给其他的以色列子民。
How could the rest of Israel become overcomers?
以色列其他的子民如何成为得胜者？
The remnant must bring the victory to the rest of the people.
渔民要把胜利带给其他的子民。
It's through those 300 men the victory was obtained.
借着这300人，他们得到胜利。
But the victory was not for them only.
但是这胜利不是为了他们。
In 2 Chronicles 20, chapter verse 15.
在历代之下20章15节
said, for the battle is not yours but God's.
征战不属于你而属于神。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
征战属于耶和华。
The victory belongs to the people of the Lord.
胜利属于耶和华的子民。
God's heart is with His people.
神的心与他的子民同在。
God's heart is with all 7 churches.
神的心与7个教会同在。
No matter what conditions the churches are.
无论这些教会在什么样的光景中。
In verse 8, chapter 8, verse